a home improvement bug.
She said we could do a whole lot with a couple cans of paint.
Or a love bug.
So you were going to want to dine, remodel him.
His home.
The judge has a diagnosis.
Why would you think she would spend this money, sir, if she wasn't...
O'Neill, for unpaid work on his mobile home and for the cost of furniture.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number two on the calendar, the matter of Harrison versus O'Neill.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
This is a very oddball case. Let me see if I understand it. You met Mr. O'Neill when you purchased some wallpaper from him.
Yes, sir.
Is that your business, sir?
No, ma'am. My father had passed away, and he was going to remodel the mobile home that we're talking about. The wallpaper that he was going to use for the house I had in the storage closet, so I put an ad on Craigslist to sell it because I had no need for it. I wasn't going to use it.
And Ms. Harrison, you answered the ad, and you said, I'll buy the wallpaper.
Yes.
And then you met him.
Yes.
And you became, according to you, friends.
Yes.
At some point, you say that you discussed you working on remodeling this house that had been left to Mr. O'Neill by his father, which
yes.
is in Florida. You don't live in Florida.
I commute between Florida and Arizona. When my father passed away, I had moved my residence, primary residence, to Florida, so I was living in that
mobile
home.
Where were you living in Florida?
In that mobile home in St. Petersburg.
So are you telling me that the home that she was decorating was a mobile home?
That's correct.
And you were living there during the remodel?
Yes, ma'am. I had left. I was going to come back to Arizona.
So the answer is you weren't living there during the remodel.
I was not there during the remodel, but
That's
it was my residence.
You weren't living there during the remodel.
I lived there. I was in Arizona visiting my children during the remodel.
And when did you move physically from Arizona to your father's house?
2010.
So you moved there in 2010. Now, when was she going to do the remodeling?
Teresa had gotten a hold of me in 2011 and had reminded me that my father had a dream to remodel this particular, the mobile home. And so I had agreed to go ahead and go through with that. She said we could do a whole lot with a couple cans of paint.
Had you seen her in between the time she bought the wallpaper from you in 2011?
She would email me periodically, but I didn't see her until that actual time that she offered to...
So just communicated through emails?
Very few.
Emails?
Yes, ma'am.
You did not see her?
No, ma'am.
Is that right?
Yes.
What made you decide in 2011 that you had this burning desire to remodel his mobile home?
It was in 2012, and David had come into town in August, and he called me. I went over to his place. He invited me over, looked at the property, and I said, you know, I think I can help you remodel this on a dime.
Is that your business?
I do it on the side. I'm like HGTV design on a dime queen. And I can do it very well, and I can get free supplies from contractors.
Did you like Mr. O'Neill?
As a friend, yes, Your Honor.
As a friend. Maybe more, but you didn't know.
Not at the time.
Are you a single lady?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a single gentleman?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Got it. Got the picture. So you were going to, on a dime, remodel him.
His home.
And this is what your lawsuit is about. Some cockamamie thing that somebody was coming to your house with children and you said I was afraid that the children would hurt my furniture, so I asked him if I could store my furniture in his mobile home. And then he said he would pay you some to remodel, and then you went out on a date, he says, and didn't work out all that well, and now you want your furniture back and the money for remodeling. That's what this case is about, right? Where's the furniture?
The furniture is inside the mobile home, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have furniture inside the mobile home?
I had furniture inside the mobile home.
Before
the remodel.
She put hers in.
Yes,
there.
Ma'am.
Okay. You want to tell me, Mr. O'Neill, what she said to you about the furniture that she wanted to put into your mobile home?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, she called me. I didn't call her.
Furniture.
Okay. She offered to help me clean up my mobile home. And so to me, that was...
Not to you.
Okay.
Furniture. Get to the furniture. Because I don't know if I believe her story.
I didn't know that there was going to be a bunch of furniture put in the house. All I agreed to was she would call me and say, do you mind if I get rid of your furniture? Which do you want to keep? Which do you want to save? And I said, well, I don't have the money to do anything else with it. She said, well, I'll take care of that. She said, I can get...
So she got rid of some of the furniture that was in the house?
She got rid of all the furniture that was in the house and even offered some of it to the man doing the remodel, my witness.
Is that right?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Who are you?
Joseph Knight. I did the remodeling.
You did the remodeling?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you work for her?
With her, not for her.
Okay. Did you have a conversation about furniture with her?
A number of times, Teresa had asked me to pick up a couch, for instance, she had purchased from another client of hers for David, essentially giving me the assumption that it was a gift.
Not your assumption. She asked you to pick up a
couch
that she had purchased.
Yes, Your Honor, for $100 from a previous client as a gift to David.
No, no, don't say things that I don't believe.
Those are her words.
Okay. She asked you to get the couch that she purchased from somebody else.
Yes, Your Honor.
And put it in his house.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you do that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Where did you go to pick up the couch?
Largo, Florida.
That's not where she lived, was it?
Very close, a few blocks over.
But it wasn't in her house.
That's correct, Your Honor. It was not in her
house. So it was in no jeopardy from people who were visiting her house who had little children that she didn't want to trust around her things.
Correct, Your Honor. Went from the client's home directly to David's mobile home.
In late October 2012, I had a friend and her two children in my house. I told David I would need to store some fragile items in his house I was remodeling.
The couch was not one of them. I bought the couch from, I'm a private duty nurse, and I bought it from the little girl that I take care of, her mother. And I called David prior to that, and I said, she has a Pier 1 couch, and she is going to sell it for $100. Do you want it, David? And he said yes.
Did you say that to her?
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
I said, I don't know how I can afford it, but yes.
No. That's what it means. It means it cost you $100.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you give her the $100 for the couch?
Not yet, ma'am.
Well, then you owe her the $100 for the couch.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Plaintiff, $100, that's so far. Let's go, Ms. Harrison. What else did you purchase for his house that you called and asked him about?
I paid for all of the remodeling that went on in the bathroom. I have all the Home Depot receipts for that, that Joe did the labor.
Just a second. And how much was that?
The total?
Yes.
That part of the remodel, I'd have to look at the receipts and divide them out because there was a lot of receipts. And all the receipts are at David's house. And after he changed the locks, I had to do a receipt recovery to get the receipts.
Did you do the receipt recovery?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Fine, so add up the receipts.
Okay.
I would like to know what you spent on remodeling his house.
$2,220.
Not your labor? Not
no labor.
No labor.
I didn't.
And what was the agreed upon price that you had with him?
We didn't ever agree upon a price. He said that he had $300 to start, and he was very informed on the whole entire remodel, and I called and asked him.
Yeah, sorry, don't buy that. I knew I had to take this job, so I agreed to remodel it for under $1,500. That's what you say.
And that didn't include
That's exactly
labor.
What you say. That's yes. what you swore to.
That doesn't include paying Joe.
That's what you said.
Okay.
That's what you said here, for under $1,500, and he gave me $300. That's a perfectly reasonable figure.
He didn't give me anything.
Didn't give you anything. Did you give her any money?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
It escalated past that point. She was in the middle of the remodel, which I had not agreed to get all the furniture.
What kind of work do you do?
I do executive protection, security.
Is that how you've made a living your whole life?
I've made a living doing several things.
Okay, but you sound like a responsible guy. You're wearing a suit and tie. You know how to make arrangements to fly from Florida to Arizona, from Arizona to Florida. So you're not stupid. Why would you think that she would spend all this money to remodel somebody that you saw twice when she got the wallpaper and then once more? Why would you think she would exert all of this effort and spend this money, sir, if she wasn't going to get compensated for it?
At first, I thought it was because of a friendship.
Oh, baloney! I want to know when the last time was, sir, that you did something nice for a friend and spent money. Tell me the friend's name and what you did.
Ma'am, I didn't know it was going to be as big of a job as it was.
$1,500 to remodel a home.
I was never told $1,500.
It's not a big job.
She said she was going to do some painting. That's what it was limited to when I was leaving. And while I was on my trip, I kept getting phone calls saying, I can do this, I can get rid of furniture, I can buy this.
Then all you have to do is say no.
I did say I don't know how I can pay for it, and I did agree.
Ugh. Ugh.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Who else was there during the conversation?
It was the three of us.
So she says she wasn't there.
She had been drinking, Your Honor. I don't know if she doesn't remember it very well, but I was sober enough to remember that these ladies were both there.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Therese Harrison says former client David O'Neill owes for remodeling work on his mobile home and for the cost of furniture. David says Therese had ulterior motives.
You can sit down. Initially, I had very little sympathy for you when I read these papers. I said, you know what, probably a lady saw him, said, you know, he's got potential, maybe he could turn into something. I'll sort of ingratiate myself and fix up this place for him and we'll keep something going, which I think you actually thought might happen, because nobody decides to take on a project like that, Miss Harrison. If he looked like Quasimodo, I guarantee you, you would not have taken on this project. See, nobody knows who Quasimodo is. Oh, my. Lived too long.
Your Honor, I previously
$1,500 is what you say he agreed to pay. He paid you nothing?
No.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's all. Thank you.
Everybody's like, excuse you, may step out.
David knew he needed to pay me because he sent me a text message saying, I'll pay you what I can, when I can.
What she has presented is incorrect.
I never thought that he would not pay me, stop calling me.
He's more of an obsessive, compulsive drama queen and made more of a situation that never should have taken place.
So he's basically a pathological liar.
I think to be more than just friends.
That's just David's way of turning a story around.
At the end of that particular dinner, we went to get a hug. She tried to kiss me twice.
Like David does, period.
And I backed off and said, we're not going to go there. And she said, does kissing make you nervous?
Because the gravy train ended.
I said, no, we just don't have a reason to be there. That's not where we're going with this relationship. That's when everything turned against me.
That's the bottom line. The gravy train ended. When I put a stop to it, it changed his locks, everything.
Just to keep my distance and just stay single and alone.
Glad it's over, and I'll be sure not to ever find a friend like that again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Wolfarth versus Texera Janney. Step forward.
Jeanette Wolfarth is suing her former friends, Joanna Teixeira and Tiffany Janney, for the unpaid balance on a Kia Sportage.
Which one of you bought the car from Miss Wolfarth? That would
be
you.
That was me, Your Honor, yes.
And you bought the car. On
That's
what
correct.
Date did you buy the car?
It was sometime in March. I don't remember the exact
March
date.
March of 2012. What kind of car was it that you bought from
it
Ms.
Wolfarth?
It was
a Kia Sportage.
How much did you agree to pay for it?
$6,500.
And you knew her before?
Yes, I did, ma'am.
How much did you give her as a down payment?
$500.
And what was your arrangement with regard to paying off the rest of the car?
Well, Your Honor, the arrangement was that I would... I'm sorry?
I'm waiting for the arrangement
because
I hear the wheels clicking.
I thought you were
going
to hear me to say something.
No. Wheels clicking.
The arrangement that I had made with Jeanette Wolfarth was that I would make payments every month to her.
Right. How much?
Approximately $400.
Well, not approximately. How much? You have a contract. You gave her a $500 down payment. You agreed to pay $6,500.
Yes. Originally she said $400, but as I was having some financial difficulties, she said that if, you know, I wasn't able to make it a payment that month or it was a little less, she was okay with that because we were friends, which I was appreciative of.
Great. And how much did you pay her in total for the car?
$500.
Not more?
No.
And she gave you possession of the car?
That's correct.
But she kept the title?
That is correct.
And you let Miss Janney drive the car?
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, one day we're hanging out at her apartment.
Oh, yeah, don't give me a whole story. It's lunchtime.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I gave her the pink slip and I told her to put in her name.
Show me that. Show me that you signed it over to her.
I don't have it. I give it to her.
Miss Wolfworth, do you think that they keep us around here because we're stupid? We're very smart people. I don't believe your story, period.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeanette Wolfarth is suing her former friends, Joanna Teixeira and Tiffany Janney, for the unpaid balance on a Kia Sportage.
Now, did you let her drive the car?
I didn't think I had a choice in the matter, to be honest.
You always had a choice. You're the only thing you don't have a choice about is paying your taxes and dying. Everything else you have a choice about. Did you let her drive the car?
I let her drive the car, but Jeanette sort of insisted on it. She insisted that I let her drive the car. She said that it was in her name and that she had the right to let her drive the car.
Oh, so what you're saying is Miss Wolfarth gave Miss Janney permission to drive the car.
That is correct.
I would like you to tell me how that came about.
So we were hanging out at her apartment, at Jeanette's apartment in Riverside. And
I'm sorry, that's not true.
No, just a second. Go ahead.
Okay, so we were all hanging out at Jeanette's apartment in Riverside. And we were, you know, drinking, having a good time. And the conversation came up, actually, that Tiffany was going to L.A. She was going to see a Laker game with her boyfriend. She was really excited about it. But she said that she didn't have a car to drive, and she was disappointed about that because she would have to take the bus, and it was going to be really late that they were getting back. And so Jeanette just offers out of the blue. She's like, well, why don't you take the Sportage? And as if it were still her car.
Date?
This was sometime in March.
About the same time that you had purchased the car?
After that, obviously, but yes.
So she said, why don't you take the Sportage?
That's correct. And I was kind of uncomfortable about this, and I said, well, wait a second. I thought it was kind of my car. I mean, I know you have the title, but I thought it was mine to lend out to people. And she said, well, the title is still in my name, and, you know, it's really only going to be a day. Like, let's just let her have the car. And it'll be fine. And then next month, I know you were worried about the payment. You can pay me a little later if you let her drive the car.
Were you there during this conversation?
No, I was not.
Who else was there during the conversation?
It was the three of us.
So she says she wasn't there.
She had been drinking, Your Honor. I don't know if she doesn't remember it very well, but I was sober enough to remember that these ladies were both there when we had the conversation.
Well, you took the car that day or the next day?
The story is
that day or the next day is my question.
Neither day, Your Honor.
When did you take the car?
I took the car around March. That accident happened March 28th.
How did you come into possession of the car on March 28th?
I was hanging out with Joanna, and she let me just go to the store real quick. There was drinking involved. But I wasn't drinking at that point. And so I went to the store, and then when I was at a single lane red light, the car behind me thought that he could sneak through and make a right-hand turn, and he ended up hitting the car and kind of scraping the side of the back as well while he made the turn.
Miss Walforth, the car is in your name.
Yes.
Why didn't you have insurance for it?
I had insurance on it, but I got the insurance off after I had sold it to Joanna because she said that she was going to get insurance in her name.
Well, how can she get insurance in her name if she doesn't own it?
I gave her the pink slip and I told her to put it in her name. I let her have it because we were such good friends.
Show me that you signed it over to her.
Oh, the pink slip? I don't have it. I give it to her.
No, you didn't. You mean owing $6,000 you gave it to, don't believe you, for a second.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Not a minute, not a second do I believe you, that you signed over the pink slip to her.
But she was my good friend. I'd known her for almost 6 years.
It's all right. I don't believe that you signed over the pink slip to her. Did you owe any money on the car?
No, I had paid it off.
Mm-hmm. Or just for my own information, would you look up a 2001 Kia Sportage and tell me how much a 2001 Kia Sportage is?
It was in really good condition. And I'd put a lot of work into it.
I got 28, 25.
But when I looked online at car places selling the same car, they were selling it for $58,000.
The suggested retail is $52.75. That's the suggested retail. Now, suggested retail, of course, is going to be higher from
the
dealership.
Well, that's if she was going to pay me all out, though. She was giving me in payments.
Miss Walforth, do you think that we're stupid here? Do you think that they keep us around here because we're stupid? No. We're very smart people. I don't believe your story, period. I don't believe you sold her the car. Somebody may have wrecked the car because I don't believe this woman who made up this whole elaborate story, Miss Teixeira. What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm a teller at a bank.
Bank teller. Agreed to pay $6,500 for a $3,000 car. That would make her very stupid, and that would make you one lousy friend. So you want to know something? I don't believe your whole story. Goodbye, girls.
That's our excuse, yep.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The defendant took advantage of me because she agreed to pay me the amount and then she never paid me.
The contract was that I would have a car to drive and I was no longer given that privilege.
She told me that it was okay. She had just gotten money in from her tax return.
She gave my car to somebody else who wrecked it.
She's been avoiding me for almost a year now.
And that was not part of our original agreement when I signed the contract.
Joanna should have to pay me for the car.
I do feel that she took advantage of a friend, yes.
We're not friends anymore. Not even a little bit.